Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have the new horror mystery thriller that was released in theaters this weekend called Imaginary. Now, my vets know I've already, gone on this rant about PG-13 horror movies. So let me just be brief for the new people in here. They're usually mediocre or they just outright suck. And I mean, I've seen some good PG-13 horror movies in the past, but for whatever reason, this recent batch haven't been all that good. So when I saw the trailer, I thought, hey, this looks all right. Then I saw the rating and I was immediately disappointed. But, you know, as you guys know, I'm always fair and unbiased. I can only judge what they give me on the screen. So is this one of the better PG-13 movies? Well, what is this one about? So we start out with Jessica waking from a nightmare. She discusses it with her husband, and they're in the process of moving to her childhood home, and he suggests they move the date up since, you know, she has so many happy memories there, and maybe this would help with her nightmares. So, you know, that's what they do, along with his two children from a previous marriage. Now, they're getting settled in when the youngest daughter, Alice, asks, you know, Jessica to play. However, Jessica gets distracted, and Alice starts to hear someone calling to her. She goes to the basement and finds this stuffed bear. His name is Chauncey, and they agree to be friends. Now, it's cute at first, but then he starts to get strange, and that's where I'll stop. Her behavior with this imaginary friend starts to get out of control as he kind of starts asking her to do bad things. Now, initially, that's attributed to some trauma with the children, spoiler free. But we find out Jessica may have more of an understanding of what's going on as repressed childhood memories start to surface. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 31% on the Rotten scale on 54 reviews, and there were no audience reviews as of this recording. But what did I think? Well, let me start with these positives. Now, the setup is decent enough, and I did like how they ultimately wove Jessica and her childhood experience with this imaginary friend, with Alice and her experience. There was one really decent scene when Alice was with the child counselor and she's talking to her and she asked her to tell her imaginary friend something. I thought that was a pretty decent, you know, well done scene. But yeah, I'm struggling here. This wasn't good. After the nightmare in the opening, they go a good 30, 40 minutes before they even try to scare us again. And they fail when they do try. In fact, there's nothing in this movie that's really scary. The creature designs have potential, but ultimately look like they got them from that Halloween spirit store. The lack of budget really shows throughout. For a movie called Imaginary, it really lacked imagination. The dialogue is poor and clunky. The child performances, you know, I show no mercy. It's Cobra Kai over here. I always sweep the leg. The performances were mostly bad. I mean, uneven, if I'm going to give them any credit at all. But yeah, the kids were bad. At an hour 44, it just was too long. And it felt every bit of that hour and 44 minutes. It's just not interesting to watch as it goes through this very predictable plot. There's this old lady at the end. I mean, she really hams it up, and not in a good way at all. Her performance in the imaginary land, wherever, I just started laughing. And at the ending, though, I said, hey, it looks like they're going to make a bold choice and end this a certain way. And I was thinking, you know what? That's going to elevate this movie. It still wouldn't make it good, but it would have elevated it another level up. But yeah, they chicken out and they go with the cliche ending. Yeah, this is just not good. I agree with the critics and put this at a 30% on the Rotten scale. Again, it's just way too long. There's no scares. It's boring. Bad performances, bargain basement creature designs. This is a case where the trailer overpromises and the movie underdelivers. Maybe a small child might be scared of this, possibly. And I'm saying like maybe. And I mean like a small child. I mean, I'm talking like 3-4 years old, because I can't even see like a 7-8 year old being scared of this stuff. Please don't pay full price for this. You will definitely be disappointed. Yeah, with that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for support. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys tuning in to me every week. And yeah, I will be back again this weekend with another review or something. I don't know if it's a review. Yeah, it is a review. I have another one already written that I need to get out. And yeah, there's other movies I want to see this weekend. I think there's one on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken, starring, what's her name from Stranger Things? I can't think of her name right now, but I think she has some kind of fantasy type movie come out. It's probably trending on Netflix already, but we will see. We'll see how the weekend plays out. As you guys know, I like to say life happens. But yeah, I will definitely back. And don't forget, I got the TikTok up and running now, doing different things over there that you won't get here. So definitely go and check that out. Again, appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.